When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome one and all to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who waited in line to get in here tonight. How about that weather? Seriously, what is happening with that weather? I'm scared. Sam Champion, hold me. Scared. Because right now, most of the country is being blasted by a coast-to-coast three-day winter storm, while the Southeast is getting record heat. Even the TV people think the weather is strange.
Just when you thought February couldn't get any weirder, yesterday's bizarre weather pattern slid through the area.
This wild weather
is absolutely crazy.
What a wild sort of, bizarro thing to happen this time of year.
It is bizarro.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Weather Channel. I really should be smoking. Now, experts say that climate change is making winter weather warmer and weirder. Warmer and weirder, of course, a phenomenon climate experts call Bachelor in Paradise. How weird? How weird? For the first time in 30 years, there's a blizzard warning for Los Angeles. That's right. Things are so cold in Los Angeles, Katy Perry updated her song. The bad weather. Nice. Every bit of the buffalo is what that is. The bad weather is impacting travel with more than 1,600 U.S. flight cancellations and another 5,000-plus flights delayed across the country. Bad news for travelers, but great news for Chili's, too. Chili's, too, admit it, you've got nowhere else to go. Nachos, baby. Speaking of transit, it has been 20 days since the horrific train derailment and chemical spill in East Palestine, Ohio. And today, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg finally visited the site. 20 days late. I'm glad he's not an EMT. Let's see here. Time of death, 3 weeks ago. Clear! Looks like Buttigieg knows he acted too slowly, admitting that he could have spoken out sooner, adding, and I would have been here earlier, but traffic was a mess, the trains are a disaster, all the flights were canceled, someone should really deal with this country's transportation. I had to take a city bike. Wow. When Buttigieg did speak about the train, he made a little oops-a-daisy.
Both information and misinformation injected into this situation, none of which is to the benefit of the community when it comes to that misinformation.
Did Norfolk, sir?
So I lost my train of thought.
Oh! Oh, no! A terrible brain derailment in East Palestine. If only he'd updated his mouth breaks. Well, the residents of East Palestine aren't waiting for visits from politicians. They're waiting for answers on whether it's safe to stay in their homes. So naturally, visiting politicians are reassuring them by barging into their houses and performatively drinking the tap water. Here's Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine and EPA Chief Michael Regan in one resident's house this week.
Here's to Caroline.
I appreciate that.
Here's to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Awesome.
That's good. That's really cold coming from there.
I've heard some bad water cooler conversations. That's a new level. This water is really, really cold from the tap. I'm also getting notes of wet. Fun fact, I heard it also comes solid. DeWine's not alone. Multiple Republican politicians went to East Palestine to take the drink a glass of water challenge and convince residents there that their water is healthy and the air is safe. But apparently, no one told that to the GOP communications office, Fox News.
This is an environmental disaster. You're not going to convince me that that water is healthy and that air is safe.
Locals fear for the future of the place they call home after that toxic train derailment.
East Palestine, Ohio has become little Chernobyl.
The people in Chernobyl Midwest are essentially being nuked right now.
The town of East Palestine has effectively been nuked.
The rail disaster in Ohio may be one of the worst environmental disasters we've seen in years.
Come on, fellas, get your story straight. Is the water safe to drink? Or will it dissolve your organs? It can't be both. Because that job's taken by Baja Blast Mountain Dew Hard Seltzer. Remember their motto, send in the EPA. You know, we make a lot of jokes on the show about Fox News, but it's important to give them their props when they deserve it. And here's the thing, it's a 24-hour news channel. And that can be hard to fill. And I want to salute their ability to just invent outrage out of absolutely nothing on a slow news day. And they've done it again. They've dug down deep, tossed aside any last scraps of journalistic integrity, and yanked out a new dumb thing to pretend to be mad at. And because I also need something to talk about every night, I'm going to pretend to be mad at them for pretending to be mad about it. The latest totally not real problem? Lego has introduced new characters with different skin tones, disabilities, limb difference, and vitiligo. Or as Fox News put it,
Lego is going woke.
Oh, 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 I am so mad. Lego, I'm mad. Lego is woke. How dare they update their toys? What happened to the totally normal Legos from my youth, like Bunny from Hell? Tom Selleck trapped in corn, and my favorite, woman with too many boobs. No! Six boobs, get out of here! I'm not sure what I'm mad about now, but Fox knows what this is all about. Politics.
What's so fascinating about this story is the divide in the country. Republicans think it's insane that they're forcing identity politics into Legos. Democrats are upset that they didn't make a drag queen stripper.
First of all, fella, Democrats don't make Legos. They're made by a bunch of nerds in Denmark, okay? So they're made by socialists. Second, get your facts straight. Second, I don't know why Fox is so upset about seeing representation in Legos. After all, I'm pretty sure Sean Hannity is one. What else is going on? Tom, what else is going on? What should I talk about now? The election? Okay. The 2024 election is only a long way away, so everybody's talking about it. Right now, the man to beat on the GOP side is the former president, but he's not invincible. According to a recent poll, even though 70% of Republicans have a favorable view of the former president, Ron DeSantis is beating him 64% to 36%. One Republican focus group was asked how they feel when they see the former president, and the majority picked words like anxious, frustrated, nervous, overwhelmed, fatigued, embarrassed, annoyed, maddening. Side effects of the former president include insomnia, diarrhea, dry mouth, wet mouth, bourbon in mouth, person, woman, man, camera, TV. Now it's time to weigh in on America's big milk controversy. Specifically, what is it? For a long time, Big Dairy has been lobbying the FDA to prevent makers of non-dairy milks from calling it milk. Well, now the FDA has issued guidance that says plant-based beverages that bill themselves as milk can officially keep using the name. That is a huge win for non-dairy milks, especially all those almonds they keep artificially pregnant. Keep them in tiny little pens. So cruel. So hard to get the little pumps on, too. It's so hard. Hold still. Now, traditional dairy producers have their curds in a way, saying that this ruling enables products to masquerade as animal-based foods and clouds the real meaning of milk. Of course, in Sunday school, we all learned the real meaning of milk. Be kind to udders. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Hank Azaria.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest this evening is an Emmy Award-winning actor you know from The Birdcage, The Simpsons, and Brockmire. He now stars in the new series Hello Tomorrow. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Hank Azaria.
Hi, that was very nice.
Hello. Wow. How are you, Hank?
I'm better now.
Yes. Always feels a little better with the... Well, validation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could use it because I've been having horrible problems lately.
You have? Perhaps I could help. What's wrong with you,
well,
Hank Azaria?
I have some shame around it, too, because I swore I wouldn't do this, but I've started watching The Bachelor again.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like full Pacino, Godfather 3. Like, they pulled me back in, Steve. No. But, you know, it's like I have a love-hate relationship with the show. Because I have like OCD rituals around it. Like I count the likes, for example.
Oh, like.
Yeah, the record, by the way, is 33 likes in a 2-minute and 22-second conversation. And yes. It drives me insane. It's always some young lady with a vocal fry.
Yeah,
who's
sure.
Like, I just wanted to like talk because like we like had this like connection at first and then like now, like, I kind of threw up in my mouth, like, a little bit because, like, I'm afraid you're, like, not here for, like, the right reasons. And I just want you to know that, like, I don't just like you. I like you. So, and thanks a lot.
Seems like a dangerous drinking game.
Exactly. Like, yes. Hi, Bob, but I don't drink anymore, but if I did, I would drink every time somebody said like.
Now,
I'd be wasted.
We've talked about this before, your love of impressions, you know, doing vocal stylings of all... You're famous for doing that sort of thing. Is there any impression right now that you're particularly enjoying? Because people can get into, like, little ruts.
Well, I got into little ruts. I do nothing but obscure old impressions nobody cares about anymore.
Like?
Yeah, so weird. Like Eric Roberts. Young Eric Roberts. From Pope of Greenwich Village, man. Like,
no.
I was going to bet on a racehorse, but they took my dumb, man. Sorry. But they did. He curses a lot.
It was worth it. It was worth it, yeah.
Like, I do, you know, I do young Jack Nicholson, you know. Yeah. Hold the chicken salad between your knees, sweetheart. Sure. Which is different than old Jack, which got louder and gruffer for some damn reason. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Thank you. Actually, to circle back to The Bachelor for a moment.
Yes.
Because I'm a little, I didn't therapize it completely yet.
Yes, yes.
But it does involve an old school impression. I will, like, I watch it from like a clinical standpoint, like almost like a science experiment. Like I have a background in, I was a psych major, and so I play spot the dysfunction as I watch it. I really do. Like, oh, they're all codependent right there. Oh, she's an alcoholic. Major trust issues right there. And it becomes like a nature documentary almost, like Sir David Attenborough. Like, if you notice, the horned lizard emerges only twice during the lunar cycle to risk a drink at the river. So I'll turn the sound down and watch with my wife and say, the young blonde with the vocal fry reaches for the Chardonnay each time she experiences the slightest bit of emotional like discomfort.
I had to get that out. I had to get that out.
I totally understand.
There's another old school one that I used to do in my stand-up act that never, ever got a laugh.
Really?
But
then let's hear it.
Yeah. We can cut it out.
No, okay.
Well, did you ever, like, have jokes that you knew were not going to work, but you just liked them, so you did it anyway?
Many, many times. Yes, yes.
Well, this is one of Johnny Carson, all right?
Okay, wow.
Yes, for you kids, just Google me. Google me. So I would do Johnny Carson delivering rock and roll song lyrics. Interesting item in the paper today. How many of you saw this? Apparently, there's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. Now, stay with me. She's buying a stairway to heaven. Is that weird? Is that some wacky stuff, Stephen? See, it gets very, I know, thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's the best I'd ever did, and that wasn't great.
That was weird.
It was weird.
Weird
stuff.
Wild. Strange stuff.
Weird stuff. You need a pencil.
You now have a new Apple TV Plus series, Hello Tomorrow.
Yes.
Which just everything about it appeals to me.
Is that right?
Because I'm a huge pass-through tomorrow guy. You know, I love the vision of the future from the 1950s.
Oh, then you'll love this.
For the people who don't know, explain to them what the idea is.
It is a retro vision of the future, like the 50s modern future we were promised but never got.
Right.
The jetpacks and the hover cars and the robots.
Right.
It's like a Jetsons world. And we play
and like great, great suits.
Very good, like retro 50s suits, but with weird modern futuristic twists on them.
Mm-hmm.
And like self-tying ties and weird gadgets. And we play these con men, Glengarry, Glenn Ross type real estate salesmen selling condos on the moon.
Yeah. And are these real condos or are you guys just taking people for cash?
That would be a spoiler alert. That's something you have to stay tuned for to see.
We have a clip here. What are we about to see? Do you know?
My character, Eddie, is he's a gambling addict. He's a sports betting addict. And he tries to give his buddy some love advice, but this is how it comes out.
Women, like games of chance, live in realms beyond reason. Okay? A mystic mindset is called for. Hunches, omens, instincts, not avalanches of explanatory blah, blah, blah.
But if I'm clear and open with her, and she's clear and open with me...
Disaster. That's a disaster. Look at me, okay? I'm working hard to get my girl up to the moon right now. Do I talk her ear off about that? No, I don't. Do I heed certain auspicious signs? Absolutely. Which have coalesced over and over again around milk. Milk! And dairy in general. Look at this. Right here. Volts by 3 on the money line with 61 ringers. Now, what size do you buy milk in? 64. 64 ounces. Come on. Simple math.
I see.
Herbie, if you love her, find your milk and follow it.
So, we have to take a quick break, Hank Azaria, but don't go anyway. Don't go anywhere or anyway. No, just go. We're going. I'm not doing this one again. We'll be right back.
Just get out of here.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Anyway you went, I'm glad glad you're back here. We're back with the star of Hello Tomorrow on Apple TV Plus, Hank Azaria. I understand that you have a regular poker game.
That's true. With Billy Crudup sometimes.
Oh, I say Billy Crudup and our friend Richard Kind. Also, the great Richard Kind.
The great Richard Kind.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. What's it
like? He'll tell you that he is great, if you ask him. He's always very honest, brutally honest about his own work and your work as well.
Honest and brutal. That's exactly
well,
right.
It's the two sides of the same coin.
So Richard's been in the poker game for years, and he says so many delightful things that we took to writing down his best sayings on poker chips to commemorate them.
Yes.
For example, he toured in The Music Man, which I guess just closed down the street with Hugh Jackman. His self-review was, I was not a great Harold Hill, but I was a lot of fun to watch. So that went on the chip.
Sure, sure.
I was with Richard back in the late 80s, the day that I found out that my sitcom Herman's Head was canceled. Okay.
Kenny Campbell.
Kenny Campbell, that's right. Oh, yeah. Second City guy.
Yeah.
And Richard said, well, you can't be surprised. It's the lowest rated show on television. So that went on a chip. And then one day he was ordering pizza. And from the other room, we hear real loud, I don't know the cross street. So that went on a chip in caps, all
there
in
you
caps.
Go.
Yeah.
There you
Richard
go.
Kai.
How does one get invited to this poker game?
You're invited. You know.
Really?
Do you play poker?
Yeah.
Then you're really invited.
I got a lot of money.
Exactly.
Hello Tomorrow is on Apple TV Plus now. It's Hank Azaria, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.